Now that you have installed and explored Visual Studio Code, it is time to get comfortable with one of the most essential tools in a developer's daily life, the terminal and the command line. Many beginners feel intimidated by the terminal, because it looks like a blank screen where you type mysterious text. But after reading this course, you will understand exactly what it is, why developers use it constantly, and how to start using it confidently. What is the terminal? The terminal, also called the command line interface or command prompt, is a text-based program that allows you to interact directly with your operating system by typing instructions. Unlike clicking on icons or navigating menus with a mouse, which is called a graphical user interface, the terminal lets you give precise orders to your computer using text commands. You may have already seen the terminal briefly during the installation of Visual Studio Code. In a professional development environment, the terminal is not optional. It is used to run programs, manage files, install software packages, interact with version control systems like Git, connect to remote servers, and much more. Mastering the terminal is a fundamental skill for any full-stack web developer. The difference between a terminal, a shell, and a command line. These three terms are often used interchangeably, but they refer to slightly different things. Understanding the distinction will save you confusion later. The terminal is the window or application you open on your computer to access the command line. It is the graphical container. On Windows, this is for example the application called Windows Terminal or Command Prompt. On Mac OS and Linux, it is the application called Terminal. The shell is the program running inside the terminal that actually interprets and executes the commands you type. Common shells include Bash, Born Again Shell, which is the default on most Linux systems and on Mac OS until recently, and ZSH, Z Shell, which is now the default on Mac OS. On Windows, you often work with PowerShell or, when using development tools, with Bash through a tool called GitBash or the Windows subsystem for Linux. The command line is simply the line of text where you type your instructions. It typically shows a prompt symbol, often a dollar sign for regular users or a hash symbol for administrator users, followed by a cursor waiting for your input. For the purposes of this course and the rest of the program, when we say open the terminal, we mean open the terminal application on your computer and start typing commands in the shell. Why do developers use the terminal? You might wonder, if there are graphical tools for everything, why bother with the terminal? Here are the main reasons. Speed and efficiency. Experienced developers can perform complex operations in seconds using a few typed commands, whereas clicking through menus would take much longer. Power and precision. The terminal gives you access to the full capabilities of your system. Many developer tools, especially in the Node.js, Python, and Git ecosystems, are designed to be used from the command line and have no graphical interface at all. Automation. You can write scripts, sequences of commands saved in a file, to automate repetitive tasks, such as compiling code, running tests, or deploying applications. This is directly related to the DevOps and continuous integration/continuous delivery skills you will develop throughout this course. Remote access. When you manage a web server in the cloud, there is often no graphical interface available. You connect to it via the terminal using a protocol called Secure Shell, SSH, and manage everything through commands. Universal language. Terminal commands work similarly across Linux, Mac OS, and to a great extent in modern Windows environments. This makes your skills transferable. The basic structure of a command. A command in the terminal generally follows this structure. Command, options, arguments. The command is the name of the program or action you want to execute. For example, ls on Linux or Mac OS lists the files in a folder. Options, also called flags, modify the behavior of the command. They are usually preceded by a hyphen. For example, lsl displays the file list in a detailed format. Arguments are the targets of the command, such as a file name or a folder path. For example, lsl documents lists the contents of the documents folder in detail. Here is a concrete example. If you type mhedar my project in the terminal and press enter, the computer creates a new folder called my project in the current location. The command is mkdir, which stands for make directory, and my project is the argument, the name of the folder to create. Essential commands to know. Here are the most commonly used commands that you will encounter throughout this program. These apply to Bash and ZSH, Linux and Mac OS, and most of them also work in Git Bash on Windows. PWD stands for print working directory. It displays the full path of the folder you are currently in. Example, typing PWD might display /home/username/projects. LS lists the files and folders in the current directory. Adding the option A shows hidden files as well. Files whose names start with a dot, like gitignore. Example, lsa shows all files including hidden ones. CD stands for change directory. It lets you navigate between folders. Example, CD Documents moves you into the Documents folder. CD moves you one level up in the folder hierarchy. CD tilde takes you directly to your home directory. MCDR creates a new folder. Example, MCDR My Website creates a folder named My Website. Touch creates a new empty file. Example, touchindex.html creates an empty file called index.html in the current folder. RM removes a file. Example, rmoldfile.txt deletes the file oldfile.txt. Be careful, files deleted with RM do not go to the recycle bin, they are permanently removed. RMR removes a folder and all its contents recursively. Example, rmr old project deletes the entire old project folder. CP copies a file. Example, cpindex.html backup.html creates a copy of index.html named backup.html. MV moves or renames a file or folder. Example, mvoldname.html newname.html renames the file. mvindex.html project/moves the file into the project folder. Cat displays the content of a file directly in the terminal. Example, catindex.html prints the content of the file. Clear clears the terminal screen so it is easier to read. It does not delete anything, it just scrolls the display. Paths, absolute and relative. A path is the address of a file or folder on your computer. There are two types. An absolute path starts from the root of the file system and gives the full address. On Linux or Mac OS, it starts with a forward slash. Example, /home/username/project/my-website/index.html. On Windows, it would start with a drive letter, like c:\users\username\. A relative path is relative to the folder you are currently in. If you are already in /home/username/projects, then the relative path to the same file would simply be my-website/index.html. Understanding paths is critical because you will use them constantly, to navigate in the terminal, to reference files in your code, and later to configure servers and deployment scripts. The terminal inside Visual Studio Code. You do not always have to open a separate terminal application. Visual Studio Code includes an integrated terminal that you can open directly inside the editor. To open it, you can use the keyboard shortcut Control and the backtick key, the key usually located above the tab key, on both Windows and Mac OS, or go to the menu Terminal and click New Terminal. This integrated terminal is extremely practical because it opens directly in the folder of your current project. This is the terminal you will use most often throughout this course, and you should get comfortable using it right from the start. Good habits to adopt from the start. Here are a few habits that professional developers follow when working in the terminal. Always know where you are. Use PWD regularly to confirm your current location before executing commands, especially destructive ones like RM. Use the tab key to autocomplete. When you start typing a file name or folder name, pressing the tab key will autocomplete it automatically. This saves time and prevents typing errors. Use the arrow keys to navigate command history. Pressing the up arrow key shows the previous command you typed. This lets you rerun or modify recent commands quickly. Read error messages carefully. The terminal will display error messages when something goes wrong. These messages are precise and informative. Do not ignore them. They tell you exactly what went wrong and often suggest how to fix it. Never run a command you do not understand, especially as an administrator. Some commands can modify or delete important system files. Always make sure you understand what a command does before running it. Connection with the rest of the program. Throughout this full-stack web developer course, you will use the terminal daily. You will use it to install Node.js packages with a tool called Node Package Manager, to run JavaScript and Python scripts, to interact with Git for version control, to manage databases, and to deploy your applications. Everything you learn in this introduction will be directly applied and reinforced in the chapters that follow. The terminal may feel unfamiliar at first, but like any tool, it becomes natural with practice. The goal of this course is not to memorize every command, but to understand the logic behind the command line so that you can learn new commands quickly and use them confidently when you encounter them.